This is Wade Brathke with the Voice of the People News Bulletin. Senators voting on a bill from David Vitter of Louisiana to punish those cities that are offering sanctuary by denying them federal law enforcement funds. House passed this version in July. North Carolina's legislature has passed a bill forbidding sanctuary policies. Lawmakers in Michigan and Texas are seeking similar laws. A group of more than 80 colleges, including all eight in the Ivy League and many other highly selective private and public ones, announced that they were developing a free website and set of online tools that would, among other things, inform 9th and 10th graders without savvy college advisors about the kind of secondary school preparation that best positions them for admission. In a long-term survey of more than 1,400 older people, a research team observed that people who felt their life had a goal or purpose showed lower rates of memory loss and other diseases associated with old age. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that Google's efforts to build a digital library of millions of books for fair use did not infringe on the copyrights of authors. The purpose of the copying is highly transformative. The public display of text is limited, and the revelations do not provide a significant market substitute for the protected aspects of the originals, wrote the court's decision. TerraChoice, a consulting firm that studied the phenomena of socially responsive claims not panning out, found that 95% of the products marketed as eco-friendly had committed at least one of what it called the seven sins of greenwashing. Those sins included relatively benign offenses like using weak data to more deliberate deceptions like inventing bogus certifications. For every student from the entire bottom half of the nation's income distribution at Dartmouth, Penn, Princeton, Yale, and more than a few other colleges, there appear to be roughly two students from just the top 5%, which means they come from families making at least $200,000 annually. Orbis, the travel site, recommends booking Christmas airfare on November 6th and 7th, or you'll end up paying more. It's already too late for cheap deals for Thanksgiving. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.